For my mother, Sohaila, and my father, Hassan. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Preface to the 20th Anniversary Edition. 20 years ago, I published No God But God to address what I believed was a fundamental misunderstanding of Islam, a faith that, at its core, champions justice, equality, and compassion, but had come to be seen, particularly in the West, as synonymous with violence and extremism. It was 2005, just a few years after the attacks of September 11, 2001. The United States-led wars in Afghanistan and Iraq were raging, and Islam was at the center of political and cultural debates across the globe. For many in the West, Islam was no longer just another world religion. It was the other, the perceived antithesis of democracy, progress, and modernity. My intention was to challenge that simplistic narrative and instead reveal Islam's remarkable history, its theological complexity, and its potential for reform and renewal. When I began this project, I imagined it as a deeply personal exploration of my faith, an opportunity to tell Islam's story as I have both studied and lived it. I did not anticipate the way the book would resonate with so many readers around the world. Over the past 2 decades, No God But God has been translated into dozens of languages, used in university classrooms, pored over in government offices, and analyzed in military academies. It has become a vital tool for interfaith dialogue, fostering understanding and compassion in an increasingly divided world. It has been embraced by educators, activists, and spiritual leaders who see it as a bridge between Islam and the broader global community. And it has resonated with young Muslims in particular, many of whom were searching for a way to reconcile their faith with their identities in an interconnected, globalized world. For many readers, the book was their first introduction to Islam beyond headlines and soundbites. It offered them a chance to encounter a faith that has inspired extraordinary spiritual, intellectual, and cultural achievements, while also grappling with its struggles and contradictions. But for Muslims, the book has been both a challenge and a call to action. Having come out in a moment of profound self-reflection, No God But God was meant to serve not only as a history of Islam, but as a manifesto for its future. It was an argument that the faith's dynamism and diversity, so richly evident throughout its history, were its greatest strengths. It called on Muslims worldwide to embrace its legacy of intellectual inquiry, to re-engage with it, and, most importantly, to restore the true meaning and message of the faith, freeing it from the grip of state-controlled clerics and extremist ideologues. In this 20th anniversary edition, I have revisited the ideas and arguments I first put forth in 2005, not only to bring them into dialogue with the world of today, but also to reflect on the incredible transformations that have shaped Islam and its place in the global consciousness. The central premise of the book remains the same. Islam is not static. It is not fixed in time. Like all great faith traditions, it is continually shaped and reshaped by the people who practice it. However, the intervening years have provided new challenges and new opportunities for Muslims worldwide, underscoring the enduring relevance of this message. The Islamic Reformation that I wrote about 20 years ago, a struggle within Islam to reconcile its rich heritage with the demands of modernity, has only accelerated in the intervening years. The rise of a global cyber ummah, fueled by the internet and social media, has allowed Muslims to connect across borders in ways that were once unimaginable. This digital revolution has further dispersed religious authority in Islam, giving rise to a new generation of scholars, activists, and thinkers who are reimagining what it means to be Muslim in the 21st century. At the same time, the challenges facing Muslims are as pressing as ever. Islamophobia remains a pervasive force in the West, exacerbated by political rhetoric and disinformation campaigns. Within the Muslim world, sectarian conflicts, authoritarian regimes, and extremist ideologies continue to undermine the faith's message of compassion and social justice. In this context, the themes I first explored in No God But God have only grown more relevant. The book's call for an evolving, inclusive, and pluralistic Islam